Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've actually been in fitness for a long time. I just thought, well, you know what? I'm a little tired during the day. And that was one of the main things I was having. It's like, oh man, you know, I'm just give this a shot. And so I started the Balance of Nature and I didn't really feel a lot for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden I had energy. And so for me, I was like, oh my gosh, it took that kind of tiredness away. So now I don't feel that. So that is huge. And so I was just like, I cannot take this tiredness, but now it's gone. So yeah, I love the Balance of Nature for that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ. The FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
The following is a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was it? Remind me, it was the feminist. It was angry women. Who was it that killed off chivalry in men, gentility in men? Who was it that said women men holding the doors for women was insulting? Who was it that said men who believed that it was their job to try to provide for their families, including their wives, was some kind of a sexist gambit? Who was it that said the beautiful old custom of having men take off their hats when a woman was present or to stand when a woman entered the room? Who called that vestiges of patriarchy? So you basically, at the one hand, feminists, you destroyed every impulse in genuine masculinity to be nurturing, to be kind, to be protective, to be provisional. You called all traditional classy male values, you called them sexist. All that then left in your arsenal was the handful of bad men who do bad things. Meanwhile, you, on the feminine side, are 100% exempted from the consequences of what you did to chivalrous men, to thoughtful men, to providing men. You drove them away. It was you who said that women don't need fathers in the household. It was you who said men have no say in the life of the babies they conceive with you. You can abort them at will. It was you, feminists, who downgraded every aspect of our military and our police, where men and our fire departments, where men primarily stand tall and brave. You said that that was toxic masculinity. And now you come back at us after you've stripped men of every responsibility that they willingly took upon themselves, and you condemn them for that because they're not the kind of men you say they should be. That is the seat of hypocrisy.
You tell him. Dr. Duke Fest at his finest. Oh, I love that liner coming in. It's been a while since I played that, and I saw a high school senior get kind of the boot off of having their chance, this girl having her chance at track because of a boy dressed as a girl who wanted to win track for his high school and join the girls' team. And it just made me think of Dr. Pesta kind of going off on that and look what these feminists, look what these leftists have done to women. Let's just trash them, right? Because, you know, men can be women, so nothing special about womanhood if a man can be a woman or claim they are. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I'm live today, of course, and it's Wednesday, March 15th, and I just got off the Alex Jones Show. I had Dr. Lee Merritt on with me. We talked about so many different things. So you're just going to have to catch the episode because she was great. You can go to band.video and check that out, band.video. I say dot, but I mean like period, you know, so band.video. And I'm live on screen and you can go check out that episode. Ah, a lot to talk about. Open phone lines, of course. We can talk about anything going on in Utah. I played this liner coming in. I don't know if you heard it, but this is the liner.
The following is a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You know, why did I play that? Because now it seems a little outdated, doesn't it? Why is that? Why is it outdated? So fascinating to me how we are so told what is important, not where not to look, where to look. But isn't it interesting that they are not a topic of conversation anymore? All their crimes, the people that mysteriously died in mysterious circumstances, I think it's over 100 people in their close circles of friends, and family, how they died. No one talks about it anymore. It always intrigues me, and this is why on this show, I talked about the alien thing, and I said, geez, in the last 20 years, ever since we all have cameras affixed to our bodies in cell phones, where we could take really great photos of these people getting abducted everywhere, right? Everyone always had those stories in the 50s and 60s and 70s of being abducted, you know, taken off their flatbed truck as they're sitting out in a field and then probed, taken up in a spaceship, little green men, and then plopped back down on the field to tell their tale. And we don't have that anymore. And it just so happens that we all have good cameras and videos now on us at all times. We can take video now. And so ever since then, we don't actually have that happen anymore. People in the last 20, 25 years have not been talking about being abducted by aliens. So it's never, let me put it this way. I always want to bring up stuff that we're not talking about to kind of showcase the fact that there's some reason that comes along with that and some good explanation as to kind of fit in the scenarios. We don't talk about the Clintons anymore because they don't want us to. They're going to get away with all their crimes, all the money they siphon through Haiti, all the money they siphon through the Clinton Foundation, the trafficking, the arms deals, Benghazi. None of that will ever get investigated. Why? Because our attention's on other things now, other criminals. And then these criminals go free. And it's just so sad to me. You know, all the things that Herbert did to us, all the things he instigated as governor of Utah, will now just go in the way back machine. All the train tracks that were laid will all go back. All the things that they did to put COVID-19 down under these emergency orders to take away our freedom for 3 years. So yeah, that's in the way back machine. It's all of our election machines that got sent down by Cox. I am wondering if I am live. Can you guys, if you guys can hear me, please. Oh, there we go. I'm back. Okay. So all of these things that happened when Cox sent the election machines down to Maricopa County to get erased within 24 hours, that was highly illegal. It goes in the way back machine because it's not in the news cycle. We only like what's in the news cycle, right? We only talk about those things. And I wish that wasn't us. I wish that was not who we are. I wish that we demanded more. When, I know I shared this with you, but when Morgan Philpott talked about this, the COVID dollars, I'll play it again so you can hear it again. This is just a really short clip. Here you go.
World, did that happen? Now, I then took three states and three states only. I didn't try to go any farther than this. Utah, Idaho, and Arizona. And I found out that all three of those states, all, brought outside CDC intelligence officers inside their states and put those people in charge of their COVID response.
Yep, we got Angela Dumb. She's not on the front pages anymore, but she wreaked havoc on your life and on your kids' lives and told everybody that your kids needed to be constantly swabbed and tested and abused. We also got $105 billion in COVID dollars that we're never going to see again. There's no accounting for it. Where is it? Where's the auditors? I would love to know what happened to it. And I know it's a lot. I know that when I say that, you're like, I can't even handle today's headlines. I can't even handle just my life, my work, my kids, and the problems that are there. How can we go back and get all of this prosecuted and get all of this to court and get all of this? And I don't have an answer for you on that. I really don't. I wish I did. But we have this nice disease. And I know you think, well, that's not our biggest. No, it is. It's a big problem. It's making people pay for their crimes. Now, I know that the biggest elephant in the room would be, how do we get that to happen? Because how do you get enough ammo on these people to actually get into that courtroom and then get through all of the things, that the tracks that have been laid that give them immunity from everything? So I know that's the biggest elephant in the room. But we have a populace of really nice people who we get exhausted easy, and we don't want to see people have to pay for the things that they've done, right? We have county commissioners that okayed, you know, vaccination stations coming into St. George at the height of 2020 and said totally okay to do all of this with our taxpayer money. And we don't even talk about that anymore. And we don't talk about election fraud. And we have people in office down here as legislator that shouldn't even be there. I'm talking about Joseph, shouldn't be there. But how do you fight everything? How do you do it? How do you get to all the meetings? How do you fight everything and try to have a life? Because why? Because we're playing makeup for all the stuff that we didn't do for decades. That's why. So frustrating, I know. And I wish the solutions were easier. I really do. I wish the solutions were faster and easier. We always want a quick fix. I promise you it's not in a con. People are still trying to sell that as an answer. It isn't the answer. I wish it was. I wish it was that easy. Okay, how do we clean up 100 years? Oh, you just have a con and you let people like our Lowry Snow, who used to be a legislator here, go up and say it's totally fine to change everything once you open a meeting. Totally okay. He was fine with that. He was fine with the way they were like, how do we redefine deity? I mean, and we're in the state of Utah. Goodness. Anyways, I bring that up because we just have such a short attention span. We're nice people. We want to move on. We want to forget. We want to just keep going. But the tracks are laid for things that are pretty heinous. If we took money, Fed money, and we took more than Florida and California combined in the billions and stuck it in an account in Utah and it quietly vanished, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. There's nothing Cox won't do. There's no boot he won't lick to get up the ranks in the awful globalist agenda. And until we realize that about our governor and how heinous he really is, Mr. Pronoun, I'm a he, I'm a she, oh no, I'm a he and a him. Unless we start putting some accountability on Dee Dee Henderson, who's one of the most atrocious women in elected office that I've witnessed in the state of Utah, unless we do something about them, unless we start fighting right now to get rid of them in office, you know, elected office, nothing will end. Our machines will continuously get sent down to Maricopa County, Arizona, of all places, to get the evidence gone of any election fraud. We had 250,000 votes that were questionable. We had 500,000 votes that were questionable. We had counties whose numbers don't add up. They have 80 pages of an investigation of things that that happened in the election. And you know what they said? They went, oh, yeah, that's 80 pages of fraud. Let's move on. Let's move on and don't do anything about it. Let's carry on, Dee Dee Henderson. Let's carry on. Let's not look backwards. Let's look forward. Look forward to what? Just going to happen again. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey!
last day today, my neighbor paid my meter. My boss gave me a raise, didn't even say the reason. There's kindness in the air, it takes me where I'm going. I think I'm happy and I know it, know it.
Hi there, welcome back. That is Sly and the Family Stallone. Best day ever. I love that song. Anyway, always puts me in a really good mood, too. Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you listening in. LibertyYouthAcademy.org. Get your kids over there. What a great education. That's how education should be. It's Christian. It is leadership. It's the classics. It is a good, strong, healthy it's the education you think your kids are getting. And in public school, they're not getting it. So LibertyYouthAcademy.org. Get your kids or grandkids over there. I'm not kidding about this. This is a big deal. It's a big deal. How we educate our youth, at least you can say, I did something. And if you want to sponsor a kid and maybe you have a few extra dollars in your retirement fund, then educate a kid. Because I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's so worth it. You did something to educate a kid out there in the right way and not the public school education. Public school education's horrendous. It's horrendous. We've had so many guests on talking about it. I just hope people realize what they're... You go to school of the Romans and you come out a Roman, you know? So Liberty Youth Academy all the way. Contact them, libertyyouthacademy.org. Also, Beehive Rental, they are awesome. Get your rental needs from them, and you'll love them. Also, just wanted to mention too, Garage Doors only has the best ads, hands down. I love their ads. It makes me smile every single time I listen. Oh my gosh, a Garage Doors Only company talking about if you have documents in your basement, you want to conceal them from the FBI, they'll put in your garage door. People are so innovative and it's so fun. If you're a business out there, make ads that make people smile and they know you get it as a patriot, okay? Because I'm telling you, people love it. They love to see the companies go, yeah, we're aware. We're well aware of what's going on in this world. Okay. Let me take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate.
Sure.
There is another notch in the Clinton body count.
Oh.
There was Donna Hyde. She was age 55. She was a prominent Washington business attorney, and she was in the Clinton and Obama White House.
Mm-hmm.
She died in an air turbulence incident on March 3rd.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
yeah, so there's another notch in the Clinton body count.
Like they needed another one. Oh, good grief. Thanks for letting us know. There's so many. There's so many. It's terrible. It really is. Sad. It's sad because everyone's supposed to just move along. What about all the people that died? it's really hard. So today, let me tell you a few things in the press today. The male senior who wanted to, he still is male on the inside. He just wore some fake boobs and a bra and is a girl now and decided to join the track team. He told the senior that didn't get her chance after her whole life working toward, you know, scholarships and things like that, he told her to just deal with it. Just deal with it. Just deal. So what? You got booted because I'm a boy and wanted to act like a girl so I could have my 5 minutes of fame. Just deal with it. That's a sad state of affairs right there. Because it can get used now and hijacked so easy. It wasn't in our state. It was somewhere else. And it just amazed me, I guess. Totally amazed me. All right. You know what? I'll take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi there. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hi.
Hi.
I called yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Explaining a little bit about registrations.
Yes, and your birth certificate that wasn't a birth certificate, and like kind of like the sovereign citizen. So you have all caps. No, you don't have all caps, right? On your,
I do have them.
You do
I
have
own
them.
The all
That's
caps
right. That's
because
right.
Because I have a registration of birth. I wasn't given a birth certificate.
That's right. So, yes, please tell us.
Okay. So if you have a birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
they have your registration, and they do register you. And
yes.
that registration is a demand of ownership.
Yes.
So the state owns you if you have a birth certificate.
You are publicly traded as a commodity.
You are traded, mm-hmm. and you know all that. So here's some other things. So when I was 16, I went to get my Social Security number so I could work.
Uh-huh.
That's all caps.
Right.
So they're saying they own your labors.
Mm-hmm.
My car is paid for. I have the title. No, I don't. I have the Utah Certificate of Title because they still own my car.
Right.
But they really don't. So since they really don't, I could go up to the state capitol and demand a colonial title, and they would have to give it to you because I own the all caps. So essentially, if they own your birth certificate, they not only own you, they own all your endeavors.
Right.
They own all your property. So that's why when you go to the school board or you go to your city councilman
mm-hmm.
and you're not really listened to, that's because they are the sheep herders. They're just
right.
taking care of the commodities. Now, I don't know whether they know that or not, but that's in reality how it really works. But anyway, I just thought that I would throw that out there. You were talking about this a little bit, and yeah, mm-hmm. it's really true.
Yeah.
If they own the all caps, which is, I think, the law of the sea law,
mm-hmm.
then they own you and everything about you. So they borrow off from you to run the government. But
mm-hmm.
I think they've gone past that because they borrowed so many trillions of dollars that now it doesn't really work. So that's why they want to reset
right.
to a digital currency. So I just thought I'd throw that in a little bit today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you know,
you.
It's hard for people to grasp that. I know we have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's endless. Look at all of our elected officials and what they're doing. I mean, we're literally spending money to do a drought doomsday scenario in the middle of flooding fears. I mean, if that doesn't speak volumes about the competence of the Water Conservancy and our elected officials in Washington County, I don't know what does at this point. The kings of election fraud in Washington County. So it's hard for us, I think, to think we're publicly traded. We become commodities. They're basically trading us like cattle from the time we're born. It's a bought and we are a bought and sold a commodity. Maybe I need to do more shows on that. I mean, you know who I need to have on is Dr. Carrie Madej. She is going for her sovereign citizenry. She's doing that, and I know that sounds weird to a lot of people, but it's not if you understand the system and how it works. But the system, you know, they've made it so that it's something that's so odd to consider that. It's hard if you introduce a conversation about it. Oh, that's one of those shows, you know, I mean, how do you contend with that? You know, I'm used to it, though. I mean, that's kind of the mode here for 12 years. It's been like this. So that's OK. Not all 12. just from the moment I woke up. So there you go. I also wanted to tell you that. There was a huge article today about school free breakfast at school, and how it was feeding, forgive the pun, long term success in the students. I know I'm trying to say it with a straight face because this article was a legit article. They in KSL. Free student breakfast program helps feed long-term success. And they're showing a breakfast of foods that are packaged with high fructose syrup, but it's free because our tax dollars paid for it. So not really free, But don't tell Peter Johnston that at the KSL, because he wanted to make sure that we realize that if you send your kids for free lunch and you help them to get a free meal, that not only are you lowering obesity, they have a higher graduation rate. So I guess I didn't know this. I didn't get the memo, but I guess parents don't feed their kids anymore. There's no food in the cupboards of anyone anymore at home. You can't eat breakfast at home. You can only have long-term success and the ability to have a higher graduation rate if you eat a free lunch at school. A free lunch that isn't free. A free lunch that means that it's paid for by you. This is our news today, folks. This is our news. If you go and indulge in a socialistic program where money is taken from the taxpayer and given to free lunch programs across the United States, in the state of Utah in particular, they're talking about here. Utah is free. They said the word free, even though it's paid for by you. School breakfast program grew faster in this state than ever in 2022. And I want you to know that your school and the personnel that work in your administrations are pushing the free lunch more than they ever have. And that's why the number's going up. They're telling you to partake in the student lunch program that is literally paid by you. They are begging people to come eat all their meals at school because you're paying for it against your will. You don't get a say. The incomprehensible ignorance of administrations that push socialistic programs in public school and tell the parents that they have to do this or they'll lose the budget because the money's really precious and important to them. This is the state of ignorance you have now under Richard Holmes, right? And you had this under Larry Bergeson for a decade. Get your free lunch. We want you to come. We don't even care how much money you make. You could fill whatever you want out on that form. You just get in here and you get this lunch. And in the summertime, when school's not even out, come to the park, get your lunch. Get your lunch. Consider it a day on us. Consider it free. Consider it that we're giving you something. It's an awful lunch, but it's an awful breakfast, but we want you to come partake in our socialized program so we can keep a budget going. That's how desperate and insidious this has become. We're raising little socialists who are told that you'll have a bigger chance of graduating if you come and partake in a socialistic free school lunch program. And we'll just keep saying the word free so you think that it came from a breakfast tree in the backyard of the school. Perfect. That's perfect. And then we wonder why we're such a hot mess in this country. And we wonder why the youth are so dumbed down and why they love socialism. They just never want to think, well, it has to come from somebody's hard work, right? Be right back. Thanks, Washington School Board. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning, I woke up with this feeling. Decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
All right, how many of you mouth those words, I think I love you, in the car? I know you did. I know you know this song. Welcome back, little Partridge Family. That's from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back to the show. ABC Auto, you guys rock. Make sure you go to ABC Auto and use them for any auto body. They're so good. They really are. Everyone raves about them, and there's a reason for that. ABC Auto in Washington, big old shout out to you guys. And of course, garage doors only. So 435-868-1200 is the phone number to them, and commercial and residential, and you name it, all throughout the state of Nevada and Utah. Well, there's a couple of things. I wanted to play this song for you. This is what our youth get to listen to, this kind of crap. This is Marcel Cartier. The song is called I'm a Socialist.
So how are we gonna move forward to a brand new world that we actually deserve to live in? Yeah, let me put forth a vision, represent a school of thought, grind it out with the others for that number one spot. I ain't scared of reality, I'd rather just embrace it. No religious views, but that don't mean that I'm faithless.
No religious views, but that don't mean that I'm faithless. Okay.
On rational grounds is in the people. Socialism's dead. Well, here's the starting of the sequel. Far as I'm concerned, it should be common sense that our current way of life ain't really life to begin with. Start of human history will be the very onslaught of the revolution when this clash shit'll stop. Or maybe I should say, rather kicked in the high gear. Capitalist fools will be running off in fear.
Capitalist fools will be running. Marcel Cartier wrote this song, was able to write this song because of capitalism, but that's the kind of stuff. And the comment section on that song was basically this. Oh, why is this not more popular? We need lots more likes. This is amazing. Capitalism is dead. Capitalism is horrible. Capitalism has ruined us. Bring on socialism. Part two. That's what they're calling it. Socialism part two. I say this only because there's we're raising little socialists and we encourage it and we tell our kids to go get quote unquote free lunch. And we foster an environment where this is all accepted and wonderful. And then they go home to parents who, if they're smart, will say it's capitalism that made our nation. It is. Not the crony capitalism that involves a dirty politician. Got all kinds of that. But capitalism, free market. This is why we are the country we are. This is how you can jump class from poor to rich because you have an opportunity to do it in America, good old America. But it is amazing how many articles right now are out there to tell you that capitalism should be dead. And really going after our youth in telling them that capitalism is horrid and blame capitalism for everything, every ill, just to bring on socialism. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Harold.
Harold Zeger, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just listening. And
sure.
I can't stop laughing. I mean,
right?
Yeah. These people are so stupid. They don't understand that they are able to do what they do because they are living under a capitalist system.
Yeah,
they couldn't do that in socialism. They couldn't do that.
Nope.
They would be arrested immediately and thrown into jail, and keys would be thrown away. So
yeah,
it's just amazing how blind people are for reality.
Well, and it's funny because the song says a lot about how profit is so bad, those evil people that want profit and greed. But the person doing the song wants the profit from the song. Just don't look there.
Sure, sure. As long as it is my profit, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but no one else.
People's profit, that's bad.
Can you imagine this?
Okay.
Oh, thanks for the call. I really appreciate you, Harold. I love it that Harold Zeger is chiming in. He wrote the book Freedom's Nightmare, and it's all about escaping East Germany, communism. He was a communist. He was brainwashed into communism and finally realized what it was all about before the fall of East Germany. And I always appreciate his comments. He can call up anytime. It is baffling, to say the least. It's baffling. And which war do we fight? That's the hard part. Which war do we fight? There is an intelligence, a war on intelligence, and that's just basic common sense. Biden signed an executive order, California, and said, the news literally said on Newsbreak yesterday that it's all he can do to pass because it's they can't get a law to go through for stricter gun control. So he's doing what he can do, and that's almost like passing a law. Does the populace know that you can't do that? You can't pass a law in an executive order that even looks like a law, sounds like a law, smells like a law? But we're so dumbed down that we go, all right. More Second Amendment. They're going to continuously be after Second Amendment. It's never going to end. And yesterday, in the national show, I think it was yesterday, all the days kind of run together, but I think it was yesterday, I was talking about how Kristi Noem, you know, was talking about all those laws, you know, the train tracks that get laid quietly when we're not looking. And we've quietly laid so many things down for the state of Utah in emergencies and what they can do, total tyranny, in hiding COVID money, in all kinds of things. And right now they're laying down the tracks as of March 1st for the digital currency for Utah. No one said no. I don't know if people realize that. Nobody said no. You have a lot of people lying to you in our legislature. Our state senators there isn't one. There's not one that's decent. Not one. Let me say that again. There's not one decent state senator that we have that is not completely bought and sold. They'll do exactly. They'll lick every boot for the new world order. They'll the great reset. Digital currency. She said that most states are taking in the Universal Commercial Code, the UCC update. It was disguised as a UCC update. And I think here it's the DAO, the digital currency. They put together an advisory board here in the state of Utah, March 1st. Jordan Tushner, I wrote him a letter. Jordan is a slimy little sleazy bag of goods. He is a horrifying, Jordan Tushner, a horrifying legislator. He is a little Spencer Cox. And he is the one at the head of that little advisory board to annihilate currency, to absolutely take in digital currency, to make sure that we have the capability for the software, for everything. You ought to write Jordan Tushner a letter. It's easy to find at the state website. Tell him what you think. There's a lot of little traitors among us, and Jordan's one of them. We have so many up in Salt Lake, it's hard to mention them by name. It would take me a whole entire show. But Phil Lyman's about the only one I trust in the legislature, because I know his heart. I know that he will stand up and really do what's right. The rest of them, they'll just get told what to do. And they'll do it. We don't have a decent state senator. Don Ibsen, the worst. I mean, he's all red flag. Red flag, red flag, red flag. He wants to annihilate your Second Amendment, and Vickers is bought off by pharma. So, super fun. Vickers, I think, tried to get me fired, but he didn't realize I don't work for anybody but myself. So, it wasn't easy. And I think Don Ibsen tried to behind the scenes, put some weight on that as well, but he wasn't very successful, obviously. When they find out that I don't work for anybody, it gets them a little frustrated because they do want me to stop talking about their record, right, Chris Stewart? Chris Stewart and Ibsen and all of them, you know, the county commissioners obviously can't stand me. And that's okay. They mention it in public meetings, but on the record. But, you know, what do? You keep exposing them. That's what we do. We keep exposing them. We keep exposing their records, their horrendous ode to the rhinos. And you keep telling everybody about their career, and you try to get people to stop voting for them. Or voter fraud's kicked in, because I guess around here we don't care about voter fraud much. We actually love voter fraud. Voter fraud, if you're willing to go along with ousting the Dixie name and you're willing to, you know, kind of lick the boots of anybody above you for a career in politics, right, Joe? If you're willing to do all that, they'll put you in. You don't even have to vote for them. They'll put you in. You just got the spot, man. And believe me, they'll never do an audit. Ever. They'll never do an audit. So you lick a boot, you're safe to go. They'll put you in office and you just sit and rubber stamp your head on a piece of paper that says yes to every single thing they want, all the rhinos here in the state of Utah. It works, man. Right, Joe? Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple comments on socialism.
Sure, sure.
I used to teach economics for my daughter's homeschool course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I explained to them that, see, in socialism, they want to come in and share in on the eggs that come out of the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to share in shoveling up the other stuff that comes out of the chicken, and they don't want to share in putting the feed into the chicken.
Oh.
They just want to share in what comes out, the eggs.
Yes, you're
and
exactly
only
right.
The eggs.
You are exactly
and,
right.
The issue with years ago, I remember Sam Donaldson and George Wills discussing mm-hmm. our new service-based economy that's been failing lately.
Right.
And back then, they were always arguing that it's the guy that consumes.
Yeah.
That creates wealth.
Right.
So I don't create wealth by creating eggs with my chickens.
Mm-hmm.
They say only eating the eggs. Well, when I taught the economics class, I said to the kids, okay, let's have a closed economy to test this in and see how it goes.
Right.
So we got two boats out in the ocean. One, you put the guy in with a knife and he cuts his arm off and eats it because that's the only thing he has to eat. In the other boat, you got a guy that has a fishing pole, and he caught a fish. Well, he produces, and he can consume what he produced. The other guy, he can only consume for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, economics is as simple as that.
Right.
If you take it down to its most basic thing, most people would say, oh, yeah.
Right.
Cutting mm-hmm. an arm off and eating it, that's silly.
Right.
Well, no, because look at all the decrepit, you know, mm-hmm. neighborhoods and everything where
yeah.
that's a cannibal economy. They've been consuming their infrastructure and never fixing it for years.
Yeah.
They've just been consuming what they exist, and they aren't going to last for long.
Right, right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. I really
yeah.
appreciate that. It makes yep. a lot of sense, of course. We do teach our kids to be socialists, and then we wonder why they are. We wonder why they don't appreciate the country or the Constitution or anything that America has going for them. It is quite a baffling, hypocrisy, strange thing that we do. We say, go to the school of the Romans and come out a Roman. Go to your local universities like BYU. And they come out as hardcore lefty liberals. And then we go, well, why don't you love the country? And you know what the kids go? The kids say, because our country should be doing A, B, and C like some of these other countries. You mean the countries that people flee from and come here to get away from? But the kids are too dumb to notice that. I would not send a kid off to BYU. I have to admit that. I told my boys, you're not going to BYU. There's no way. There's no way in hell. You're not going to U of U. You're not going to any of those. I'd rather them do an online school. There's no way I'd let them. All the kids, I've seen even homeschooled kids that went off to BYU and came back the most hardcore leftist you've ever seen. I would never, ever do it. And I know it's a LDS school, and I'm LDS. And I'm an active, practicing LDS member. But I would never let my kids go to BYU. That university makes me quite ill, actually. It really does. Sad to say. All right, so I'll be right back with Melissa Smith. I know, I'm hardcore today, huh? I'm just tired of the BS and tired of all the hooligans and criminals getting away with everything they're doing to you and me, quite frankly. We'll be right back with Melissa and Susan. Don't go anywhere.